Fantasy fanatics, hockey heads, and degenerate gamblers alike, welcome back to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, Friday edition, with your boy Big Flip Livingstone today for a solo episode. We are touching on a bunch of subjects that we have not yet done so this offseason, including a discussion on JT Miller's contract situation out west with the Vancouver Canucks, and a whole lot more. Let's get right into it, everybody. Happy Friday.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? And welcome back inside the lab. That is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Thank you so much for making us your first listen every single day. And today's listen will be with yours truly only. Thank you very much, Steele, for holding me down. He's on the IR today. But I have a lot to say, people, so I hope you enjoy today's show with just your boy. Look, we talk a lot about hockey on this show, obviously. We cover the big topics across the NHL. And sometimes we get to overlook some of the smaller moves that are made in the NHL, especially with how busy it's been. So today, I'm going to highlight some of the under-the-radar moves that we may have not paid as much attention to that we definitely should from a fantasy perspective. I'll be talking a little bit about the Anaheim Ducks and their moves. I'm talking about JT Miller and his contract situation. And we had a nice signing today. Nino Niederreiter, a 2-year deal to the Nashville Predators. I'll be discussing that and his fantasy impact because the Nashville Predators make a nice little boost to their offensive game. So that's something that you need to keep your eye on from a fantasy perspective. Guys, thank you for joining me on today's episode. And where I want to start is with JT Miller, because the Vancouver Canucks are in a very advantageous situation with this player. There has been all kinds of discussion all season long and into the offseason about what the Canucks are going to do with this player. And all I need to look at is 80 games last season, 32 goals, 67 assists for 99 points for JT Miller. This guy is an absolute stud and he's hitting his peak. And all I need to say is, why would the Canucks even want to move him if he is this good? They have him under contract for one more year, and I think the Canucks have already come out and said they're happy to keep him. But what most recently has trickled down the news line pipeline is that JT Miller has a 5-year contract offer on the table from the Vancouver Canucks, and that he is very open to signing that deal. This is the first bit of information that we've heard that he's actually interested in staying in Vancouver. There are some intriguing pieces up front that make me understand why he would want to continue to be a part of this franchise. I think Vancouver is moving in the right direction. They made some interesting signings with Andrei Kuzmenko this offseason, Ilya Mikheyev. They have in the mix already Bo Horvat, Brock Besser, and Elias Pettersson. Those are three players that I think are right on the cusp of being elite. Elias Pettersson took a bit of a step back last season. We've talked a lot about that, but I still think that guy is an absolute all-star and stud. So, from JT Miller's perspective, I understand him seriously considering a 5-year offer. We don't know what the money will be, but with what he's making this year at 5.25, you got to believe after what he put up last year offensively, that number is going to probably be north of 7.5, maybe 8 even, considering how good he was last season. So we haven't talked a lot about JT Miller. We haven't talked a lot about the Vancouver Canucks, and maybe we should, because at second glance, yes, we know the back end, the blue line, other than Quinn Hughes, maybe a resurgent Oliver Ekman-Larsson, a lot left to be desired there. Thatcher Demko is a player that gets me all kinds of excited from a fantasy perspective, guys. If you can run out there, sidebar conversation very quickly, but get away from JT Miller here. Thatcher Demko is worth the price of admission. That is a special goaltender who I really do think. I've talked about Ilya Sorokin stepping out this season. Thatcher Demko, keep your eyes wide open for this goaltender this year. I believe he takes a step forward. And another piece that would keep me, if I'm JT Miller, interested in the future with Vancouver. And look, this is the first little bit of actual news that we have heard out of Vancouver, other than they are interested in keeping him, obviously. But this is an interesting tidbit, and let's see what happens, because if I'm JT Miller right now, you're feeling comfortable about how you're sitting. The ball is really in your court for all the right reasons. He is coming off a career year across the board, and I just really wanted to come on today and talk about how great I thought he was last season and how I think that's going to parlay into potentially big things for the Vancouver offense and for fantasy value for the players around him should he stay in Vancouver long term. Because even just into next season, Bo Horvat, Brock Besser, Elias Pettersson, I really do think that the Vancouver Canucks take a step forward offensively for sure, and I expect them to make the playoffs. They were right there down the stretch, obviously just missing out. They make a couple of interesting moves this offseason, but hey, up front, there's lots to like. The back end, like I said, leaves a lot to be desired, but this is the awesome thing about hockey in the offseason. We are just hypothetically looking at these situations. They're all going to shake out in a couple of weeks. Make sure you keep it tuned and tapped into the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Steele and I will be feeding you everything that you need to know come draft season. Sleeper picks, positional rankings, mock drafts. I've been saying it a lot, and I mean it, guys. This is the hub that you want to be tuned into for all of your fantasy draft preparation. JT Miller is definitely a guy that you want to have on your radar in the top five rounds. And we will continue to keep an eye on his contract situation because, you know, the Canucks say they feel no pressure to trade Miller. And as much as anything could happen, I really do expect him to re-sign with the Vancouver Canucks, in the near future. We'll see what happens. There's rumblings, obviously, right now. It is Thursday we're recording. Let's see what happens going into the weekend because we know at this time of the NHL offseason, there are still some deals to be made. Nazem Kadri's name is still floating around. John Klingberg needs a home. So keep your eyes and ears open, people. But if you have your eyes and ears open, you need to head over to betonline.net, the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your betting needs. Find all of your favorite sports, events, and your number one online source for lines at betonline.net. You can find reviews and news of every league, including MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. My voice cracked there, but let's go. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all of your wagering info, live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and all the action. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Thank you guys so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. You can find us across all platforms. You find your favorite content Monday to Friday. It usually is Steele and I right here. But today it's just me. That's okay. Steele will be back ASAP Rocky. He's just on the IR. But that means you're going to have to listen to me ramble on a little bit more. And let's ramble right on to the next topic, which is Nino Niederreiter. I'm going to talk about some of my favorite under-the-radar moves of the offseason to close the episode out. I'm going to highlight the Anaheim Ducks because I think there is a couple of moves that they made that we need to pay attention to. That's coming up around the next break. But first and very quickly, I'm going to talk about a player in Nino Niederreiter that not only do I think is a sneaky fantasy asset, a player that has put up back-to-back 20-goal seasons and six 20-plus goal seasons in his career. Nino Niederreiter is a great two-way player, great on the forecheck, and I think he slots in very, very nicely in Nashville, in that top six forward group that already includes the likes of Matt Duchene, Philip Forsberg, Ryan Johansson, and more. I'm even going to throw in my boy, who I am forgetting his name right now, Tanner Janot. That's another sneaky player who was great last year that I really like the mix of players in Nashville. Nino Niederreiter slots right in there. And I've talked a little bit about the Nashville Predators, but today's episode is about talking about some teams and players that we have not touched on. And what needs to be said about the Nashville Predators organization is they add a guy in Nino Niederreiter who just absolutely feels like a Nashville player. The general manager in Nashville, David Poile, is an absolute architect of hockey teams. He builds them from the ground up, from the net out. UC Soros is a solid goaltender. I like what they have going on in Nashville on the back end. Roman Josi, they have nice pieces on that back end. They have pieces up front. And now Nito Niederreiter slots in, a guy who really does play a responsible two-way game. Kind of like the rest of that team in Nashville. They play a great two-way game. All of the forwards, really, because they are a responsible hockey club. I'm pulling up these names right now because he also slots in onto that second line with Michael Granlund. There are some nice offensive pieces that now make Nino Niederreiter a fantasy target that you can add to your team as a nice peripheral piece. No, I'm not saying go out there and draft him early on. You know, you can pick up this guy in the later rounds, that's for sure. But 24 goals, 20 assists, you know, he has game-winning goals. And the other thing I'll point out, he's going to get a little bit more opportunity playing in Nashville than he did last season playing in Carolina. He is going to get a lot more minutes. So this is why I wanted to highlight the signing by the Nashville Predators. By the way, 2 years, $8 million for the Swiss native in Niederreiter, I think is a very fair deal. Another interesting tidbit very quickly. The Carolina Hurricanes struck out on Vincent Trocheck and Nino Niederreiter. They said in the offseason they wanted to bring both of them back. They miss out on both. They made some nice additions as well. But we'll see what the Carolina Hurricanes will bounce back or not from those misses, but they also had the additions of Brent Burns and others. So, sidebar. Anyway, back to the Nashville Predators. This is a team, guys, that you're going to need to keep your eye on from a betting perspective. Coming into next season, a very sneaky team with some very, very good odds on them right now to make some noise. I'm not saying go out and bet them to win the Stanley Cup. That might be a stretch. It is a stretch, especially when we know how good the Colorado Avalanche, Tampa Bay Lightning, New York Rangers, and others still are. Teams that were there at the end of the postseason last season. But the Nashville Predators are definitely one of those teams that I will be sprinkling some money on to make the playoffs. That will be a good odd for sure. But more importantly, from the fantasy perspective, don't sleep on some of these targets because these are the types of players that other GMs might not be looking at because you just don't hear a lot about them, but that doesn't mean that they won't be effective. Nino Niederreiter is one of those names. He goes to a franchise that really, I really do think fits him in Nashville. We will see how it all shakes out, of course. That's what I love to say because that's the truth, people. And when it comes down to the Western Conference, you know, Steele and I like to talk about how we feel the balance of power really has shifted to the Eastern Conference. A lot of great teams stacking up in the East. The Western Conference at the bottom is very wide open. Very wide open. So the Nashville Predators bolster that offense with Nino Niederreiter. They have an opportunity to make a little bit of noise next season. You heard it here first on the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And make sure you keep it tuned and tapped to our show. Head out there and hit that subscribe button. If you're feeling the solo episode with your boy Big Flip Livingstone, head out there and show me some love. Hammer that subscribe button. Drop us a comment. I am always trying to improve. I appreciate all the feedback that I get from everybody every single day. It's true. And I just need to throw some love out there to the Locked On Fantasy NFL. Which NFL stars are moving the line the most? Starting only a few days ago, Locked On is feeding you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odds makers at betonline.net. Available starting this week, Locked On NFL. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. They are dropping that NFL top 50, and make sure you go and check it out. Thank you guys so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. And thank you for being here today for Friday's episode with your boy Big Flip Livingstone. I've been going off about JT Miller. I was trying to talk about Nino Niederreiter and his fantasy impact. I was getting a little bit all over the place, but that's what happens when no one's here to hold me down. But most importantly, potentially, I wanted to also wrap this show by highlighting three moves that I think maybe fell a little bit under the radar this offseason. Most importantly, I'm going to talk about two, but the first one I'm going to talk about is Tony DeAngelo's deal to the Philadelphia Flyers. And I know the Philadelphia Flyers are a bit of a mess, but Tony DeAngelo is now in a very good situation for him personally in terms of fantasy. I don't know about what the Philadelphia Flyers are going to do this year. I don't really think there's a lot of positives in terms of where they're going to go in that Metro division, considering how many killers there are in that division. We don't need to talk about that today. But he signs a two-year contract extension with Philly. He is going to log a ton of minutes in Philly. I'm talking about under-the-radar fantasy moves here, people. Tony DeAngelo is now going to be the number one guy in Philly. They're still going to put up some goals. And I know he is, you know, one of these guys that has had a lot of off-ice issues. He had some issues in New York. And, you know, maybe that's a little bit between the ears with this player. But this is one of those moves that just because he's going to a bad team, doesn't necessarily mean, usually it does, fantasy value, you get traded to a bad team, it takes a hit. In my opinion, this is an opportunity for him to shine. He is going to get top power play minutes playing in Philadelphia. He is going to log a ton more minutes, in my opinion, just overall, and get a lot of opportunity in general to be a leader in Philadelphia. All those points right there make me have my eyes on DeAngelo. He's coming off a 10-goal, 41-assist, 51-point season in only 64 games. Add in he hopefully plays a full season. Add in more time, more power play opportunity. Guys, I don't need to say much more. Tony DeAngelo is one of those under-the-radar moves that his opportunities now in Philadelphia make him a target that I think you should all have your eyes on. Listen, speaking of which, nobody has talked about the Anaheim Ducks and a couple of their under-the-radar moves. And I'm going to do that right now. Frank Vetrano, Ryan Strome. Frank Vetrano signs a three-year contract with the Ducks. Ryan Strome signs a five-year deal with the Ducks. And I know there it happened on trade deadline day. Sorry, free agency day. Check me. Steele's usually here to do that, people. So here we go. It did happen on free agency day, so it was a wild day of transactions. The board was filled with information and deals. But a quick look at the Anaheim Ducks top six forward groups, and all top six forward group, should I say? And all of a sudden, Ryan Strome and Frank Vetrano playing on a line with maybe Mason McTavish or in the mix with Trevor Zegras and Troy Terry. Those are two names, everybody, that you need to have an eye on because, again, under the radar for sure. Anaheim Ducks, not a sexy team. That is Philadelphia Flyers, again, not a sexy team, but we are not worried about how they finish in the standings. All we need is good offensive showings from some of these guys night in and night out. And you're going to get that with the Anaheim Ducks. They are a team that has some really good pieces up front. And I don't even mind the bottom six. And maybe this is a stretch, but Maxime Comtois, Lundstrom, Silverberg, Derek Grant. There are some pieces there on the bottom six that make me think that they can prop up that top six very nicely. That means Ryan Strome, Frank Vetrano, Trevor Zegras, Troy Terry. We know Trevor Zegras is right there on the bubble as a superstar player in the NHL. Just having these guys around that. Again, under the radar, people. But under the radar is where you're going to find some gems for your fantasy squad And that's how you make that money, because everyone's out there reading the fantasy guides. Everyone's out there reading ESPN top 30, top 50. But you can find some real gems just on the peripheral of those conversations. In my opinion, Frank Vetrano is a target in deeper formats. Ryan Strome, maybe even regular formats. These are players, though. Look, Ryan Strome, 21 goals, 33 assists last season. Frank Vetrano, mixed between Florida and New York, I believe. Where's Steele when you need him? But I believe those were the two teams. 18 goals and 14 assists. Deeper formats. But, again, in the mix with really good players, some of these teams that might not get the kind of love that the New York Rangers, Toronto Maple Leafs, any of those bigger name squads get. And that's where you can find some gold, people. Dig into the trenches, do your research, and make sure you keep it tapped to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast, because we're going to continue to highlight some of these awesome players that you can find for bargain bin prices to take you over the top come money season. That's what we're all about here on this show. And thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode, guys. You know you can find us Monday to Friday. Thank you for being here and making us your first listen every single day. This is Big Flip Livingstone signing off.